Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Pamela, good afternoon. What happened?
Hi, Joe. How long have you got?
Go ahead.
Right, so we were on a flight due back from Malaga to Dublin on Saturday night, a quarter to 12. And our flight was delayed for us for about 2.5 hours. We were told to go get our little voucher for our €5 coffee and stuff. Mm-hmm. That was grand. We came back then and to the gate, and there was nobody there. Yeah. Absolutely nobody, other than the people that were supposed to be on this flight. People were starting to panic then, ringing the Aer Lingus helpline, what's going on. Mm-hmm. Some people had heard online that it was cancelled, but there was no official person there to say anything. So at about 10 to 2, came up on the board, cancelled, flight cancelled. And we were still just looking around, everybody going, well, what do we do now? So we started to ring the Aer Lingus helpline, which we did. And you're talking to a call centre. So they're trying to rearrange your flights for you to get home. But there's eight of us in our party, so it was quite hard to get a flight there and then. So they said the first available flight out was the 1st of August. We're like, yeah, but people have to go to work and, you know, all this. So anyway, we're still sitting there and 3 hours on the phone trying to organise a flight that would suit us. So we eventually got a flight from Dublin to Cork. And this was about 4 a.m. in the morning. When we finalised that, but the flight wasn't going out till Tuesday evening. So we all went back upstairs to departures and there was somebody at the desk there giving out hotel accommodations, but you had to have your flight, so she knew how many nights she was putting you up and all this. So we took that, and we took the flight to Cork, and she said, you can't leave the airport till 12:30 today because you won't be able to check into your hotel till 2:00, and they won't let you arrive now to the hotel. So this about 4:30 in the morning, we had to stay there till 12:30. So then we decided, as soon as Monday came, we said, right, we'll try and ring Aer Lingus helpline again, see if we can get a better flight than to Cork, because we had looked up and the coaches and the trains finish at 6:30.
So how long was the total delay, Pamela?
Total delay was 35.5 hours.
Okay. And Jackie Cummins is on the other line, 5-1. Are you on the same flight?
I think we're on the same flight coming back.
You're 35 hours as well?
Yeah.
Surely you're entitled to compensation?
If you get through to somebody, that would be fine. There was absolutely nobody. Like, even at the hotel, even the apps, we tried to check in to make sure you were on the Cork flight, and it said we weren't able to check in online. We had to go, like, it didn't even say we had to go to the airport, so we all panicked and went to the airport early to make sure we could even go on the Cork flight. Like, there was nobody to talk to.
But do people not build in? And now, by the way, you shouldn't build in 35 and a half, 36 hours.
Absolutely.
But do people not build in? Air travel today is just such a stressful.
Oh my God, so stressful.
There was an old couple there that actually hadn't got a nap or anything, and I was trying to make sure that they were all right. They were bringing their daughter to find out what was going on. They hadn't got a clue what to do.
Because there was nobody to tell us anything. We didn't even know where to go and claim our bags back.
We didn't even have any money, like, I'm not saying that, but, like, we were down to the last because we just had taxi fare for a bottle of water. Everything was closed.
Jackie, where are you now? Where are you now?
I'm in Dunnycarney now. I arrived in this morning and I had to go to work, and I'm literally on to get in the door from work.
So you got back in at 3 o'clock this morning?
3 o'clock this morning with a taxi fare, a meter that was €489, and he had to do that going back as well. That's at the cost and God knows what.
He brought you from Cork to Dublin?
From Cork to Dublin, the air hostess. We told them what had happened to us, and they were shocked. And they had a war with the pilot, and I was crying on the plane saying, I don't know how I'm getting out of Cork to Dublin.
That was our problem as well, how are we going to get from Cork to Dublin Dublin to Drogheda?
Yeah.
So we got a new flight. We changed our flight then. We got back in touch with them.
I think my point is, given that we're getting so many of these calls over the summer, Man, yeah. I did say to people, take the email with you when people happen. But is this not almost, it shouldn't have to be, but given the world we now live in with security and delays and 737 MAX has been, that people factor all this, say, there is a good chance we are going to get delayed. A very good chance we're going to get delayed.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind getting delayed.
Yeah.
At 6 hours, 12 hours, I wouldn't have minded if I knew I was getting back to Dublin.
Yeah. Right.
I would have stayed in that airport gladly, like we did, but we had no way of getting home. We just didn't know. Yeah. Like, there was girls going to Heathrow, there was women with children told to go to Madrid, because when the more people that are...
We were offered to go to Alicante, drive to Alicante for 6 hours, and you'll get a direct flight to Dublin.
Well, anything with four people, they would not take. Mother and my daughter travelled to Manchester while we went to Cork. Yeah. Like, that doesn't make sense.
And we had to do that delayed then for 4 hours. We were flying to London City Airport then, and that flight got delayed for 4 hours. So which meant the airport in London City was closed at 11 o'clock, so we couldn't fly into there. We had to fly into London South End, and then we had to get a coach from London South End up to London City. The airport doesn't open until 4:30. We arrived at 3 o'clock, sleeping on the street outside the airport, waiting for it to open.
Okay.
So they should have known that when the flight was delayed, that the airport wasn't open. So they should have organised accommodation for us.
Okay.
But it isn't.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're home safe and sound. I'm sorry about
that. I cried and I cried. Even when I got to the hotel that we were sent to, the taxi man didn't know that he had to pay. And it was like, it was embarrassment. It was the lack of communication. It was just, I swear to God, I've never experienced anything like it in my life.
Okay. Turn it off, child. I don't know how the married couple still married after that.
Okay.
No, I really don't.
Killings in the airport with us all.
Okay.
Yeah, and people, there was another girl there who had two autistic children, and they were a family of seven. And she only had two nappies. We met her in our hotel. She had two nappies and only a little bit of medication. And they were told they had to wait because too many of them.
I had enough medication to wait till Friday.
And that's awful. That is awful. But I'm saying people who travel by air now have to factor in delays. That is the awful.
Yeah, but not 26
and extra
hours
money. Late. And extra money because we were told to go to Granada.
That's what I mean.
170 euro.
That's what I mean.
I hadn't got 170 euro.
Well, I'm glad you're home, guys. I really am. Thanks, Niamh. Pamela Wall and Jackie Cummins. By the way, are saying, I said the All Together Now Festival is in Wexford or Wickford or whatever I do say. I talk about Wexford a lot. It's actually in Waterford. But I somehow suspect that anyone that pays 208 quid a ticket for a sold out event will know where the All Together Festival is on, and they won't be dependent on Satnav, Shoy, and Ignorant Joe Duffy to tell them where Portlaw is. It's in Waterford.